Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We spoke last about the great companion Talha bin Ubaidillah. And Talha bin Ubaidillah, a name that goes side to side with his, is the name of the great companion Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam. And Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described him, as every prophet has a disciple and my disciple is Az-Zubayr. And the meaning of disciple is that close companion, close friend. Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, entered to Islam at the age of 8 and accepted the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continued striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and did not leave his religion, did not leave the deen of Allah, even though he was tortured. And he was tortured by his own uncle, who would roll him in a carpet and would light fire under him, so the smoke would enter upon him for him to leave the religion, and he would make an oath that by Allah I will never leave this religion. And he continued striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he migrated to Medina with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the companions, and he witnessed all of the expeditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and was known as one of the knights of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the courageous companions who fought side to side with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and who fought and strived for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is married to the daughter of Abu Bakr, Asma ibn Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha. His children are known children in the history of Islam, and he named his children after the companions who had been or had died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continued striving for the sake of Allah, and he was named as one of the 10 who were given the glad tidings of entering into paradise. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in the hadith, when he went up onto the mountain of Uhud and the mountain shook from the heaviness of the Sahaba and the heaviness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he said for the mountain to be still, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكِ نَبِيٌّ أَوْ صِدِّيقٌ أَوْ شَهِيدٌ. For verily, there is only upon you a prophet or a siddiq, a believer, true, sincere believer, or a martyr. And on the mountain was a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman, Talha, and Az-Zubayr. And Az-Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he did die as a martyr in the sake or for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great sahabi, a great companion, Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam, a name that we all should know about and we all should study and we all should have the knowledge of this great sahabi radiallahu anhu wa ardahu. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny.